Good morning and welcome to another edition of Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. So pleased that you've decided to spend part of your Saturday morning with us at Powell Broadcasting. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, who sits on the other side of the glass, we collectively would like to thank our longtime program sponsor, Mr. Chris Bogenrief of NAI United. Folks, I'm very delighted to be joined by two guests today who are promoting a very important event in our Siouxland community. I'm joined this morning by both Emily Lipinski, and Emily serves as the president of the Rosecrans Foundation. Emily is also joined today by the director of residential services at Rosecrans Jackson Centers in Sioux City, and I want to pronounce your name correctly, Bri Steffi.
Correct.
All right. Well, it's great to have you both in studio. And Emily, let's begin with you this morning. As we do each Saturday, we begin by introducing our guest to the radio audience. So Emily, you're not from around these parts. Tell us about where you grew up.
Yes. Thank you so much for having us here this morning. I grew up in a small town called Harvard, Illinois. It's about 60 minutes east-west of Chicago, and right now I currently live in a town called Poplar Grove, which is right outside of Rockford, Illinois.
Yeah, so you're a kind of, it's not really a northwest suburb. It's a good 60 minutes up the interstate.
Correct. It is a very small farming community. My house is surrounded by cornfields and definitely a little ways away from Chicago, but closer to Rockford, Illinois.
So you're right at home in Siouxland.
I love Siouxland. I am right at home here, and I love all the local businesses here, and everyone here is so welcoming and does remind me of home.
Tell us a little bit, if you will, about growing up in Harvard, Illinois.
I grew up on a farm.
So are you a farm kid?
I'm a farm kid. I'm a 4-H-er.
Okay, I'm a 4-H-er as well. Are we talking livestock and grain farm?
Yes, we had livestock, grain farm. And for 4-H, I showed beef cows.
Okay. So the steer at the county fair.
Did
you get the grand champion and go to state?
We did not. We were unable to take the steer to state, but I did win grand champion 1 year.
Well
and the
done.
Next year, I won reserve grand champion. But unfortunately, due to school starting and my parents' vacation time, we were unable to go to the state fair.
Okay. So you grew up in Harvard, Illinois. Are you a student athlete, or do the chores on the farm keep you busy? Are you involved in music, debate, drama? What was your passion as a high schooler?
Well, I chuckled over the student athlete comment because definitely not an athlete. I'm not coordinated at all. Our after school activities were spent on the farm doing the chores. If it was baling hay during the summer, picking rocks up out of the field or cleaning the barn, that was really what we spent our time doing. And then I had an after school job as well.
How many kids in the Lipinski family?
The Goad family, which is my maiden name.
Okay, excuse me.
I'm a middle. I have two older, I have a younger sister and an older sister.
Okay, so there was all women leading that farm. And I trust that your parents, you said grain and livestock, cattle, hogs, both?
Nope, we only had cattle.
And then beans and corn, or just one or the other?
Beans and corn.
Okay.
And it is a third generation farm.
Okay.
So we lived on my grandparents' farm, and they lived on their parents' farm. It's called the Ryan Farm. And my grandpa is a Crawley, and the road was named after us. So really, they came and founded the land and started farming it, and it continued in the generations up until a few years ago when we sold it.
Okay. And after high school in Harvard, Illinois, what came next?
After high school, I went to the community college, which is right up, probably 30 minutes up the road, McHenry County Community College. Graduated from there with an associate's. Then I went on to get my bachelor's degree through it's a two-year program that was connected with a community college. My plan was to get into sales, and I attended a fundraising event, and it felt so good to be a part of something that you knew you were making a difference for somebody else's life. So I went to the director at the time, and I said, how do I work here? I want to give back. I want to help more people. And she goes, we actually have an opening. Interviewed on Monday and started 2 weeks later. And I've been in fund development for the past 27 years.
Oh, that's fantastic. And how long with Rosecrans?
I have been with Rosecrans altogether 5 years.
Very good. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ Radio, 1360 AM, 94.9 on your FM dial. Our guest today, representing Rosecrans Jackson, they have a very significant fundraiser coming up on Thursday, April 16th. We'll talk more about that in the second half of the program, but the keynote will be NFL great Chris Carter of the Minnesota Vikings. Again, we'll talk more about that in the second half of the program. Our guest, Emily Lipinski, who serves as the president of Rosecrans Foundation, and now turning our attention to the director of residential services, Bri Steffi. Bri, welcome to the program. Thanks for spending part of your Saturday with us.
Good morning, Chris. It's great to be here.
And you are, unlike Emily, who resides outside of the Chicago area near Rockford, you're a Siouxlander.
Absolutely. I'm a city girl. So everything you were just talking about is completely foreign to me.
And did you grow up in the Siouxland Metro?
Yes, right here. Born and raised in Sioux City, Iowa.
And where did you go to grade school?
Joyce School.
Okay.
In Morningside.
And so you're a Morningsider. And high school at East, presumably?
East High. You got it.
And a similar question to that which I asked Emily a moment ago. What was your passion in high school? Were you involved in athletics, the arts, debate, theater?
Athletics. All of it. Softball, volleyball, track. I ran hurdles. Doesn't look like I did, but I did. Ran hurdles. So yeah, that's what I did in high school.
And after high school, what came next for you?
Moved to Iowa City, went to Kirkwood Community College. And then I traveled a little bit after that and, end up getting my bachelor's through USD. And then, just completed my master's degree through Granville University that is, out of Des Moines, Iowa.
And what is your master's focus?
Organizational leadership.
And how did you find yourself with Rosecrans? Tell us a little bit about your career progression, USD and beyond.
Yep. So I actually got in the field way before I finished my schooling. I've been in the behavioral health field for almost 30 years. Been with Jackson, just celebrated 18 years with Rosecrans Jackson.
Wonderful. And residential services is quite specific. Tell us what that means.
Yeah, so residential services, that's all I've done in my whole career. I started in residential services with adolescents and moved into Rosecrans Jackson 18 years ago. And what residential services means is clients with behavioral health issues come to residential services where they live there for about 30 to 120 days.
And when you say behavioral issues, sometimes we're talking about addiction, which is really the focus of the Rosecrans enterprise.
Absolutely, as well as mental health. So any mental health issues or substance use disorders.
So we're going to delve a little bit deeper into this because Rosecrans Jackson has a history in this community, and I believe that I know it fairly well. Many of our listeners will recognize or identify Rosecrans first and foremost as Gordon Chemical Dependency and then Jackson Recovery and now Rosecrans Jackson. And in a very, very small world and quite coincidental, I grew up with the Jackson family. We played Kick the Can and Ghost in the Graveyard and other things as children growing up on the north side of Sioux City. And so I'm very familiar with the legacy of Bill and Marion Jackson and what they meant to the founding of this or the critical importance they placed on this. But when I was a kid, Bri, it was mostly drugs and alcohol, and your menu of services has expanded well beyond that.
Absolutely. We are really growing our mental health services right now. So at an outpatient level of care, we offer mental health services for adults and adolescents.
And Emily, if I could ask you, tell us specifically about some of the services provided beyond addiction to just alcohol and drugs.
In regards to...
I know that now it includes shopping and sometimes gambling and beyond. Well, we'll go back to Bree for that.
Yep. So we do treat all substance use disorders. So like you said, there's a lot of processed addictions, gambling, shopping, sex addiction, internet. So there's a lot of things that we treat across all of the Rosecrans Behavioral Health.
So critically important, I think, that people understand that your services go well beyond traditional alcohol and drug use, misuse, and abuse, but now include, as you said, Bree, beyond those, sex addiction, shopping, internet, pornography, gambling, and they're all treated by your organization today.
Absolutely.
For contact information, can you share with us the best way for someone to learn more about the services that are offered?
Going right to our website, rosecrans.org. You can click on the site that you're interested in. You can also click on what, you know, disease you're looking for help with, and it'll direct you right to us.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland. I'm your host, Chris McGowan. We're talking with the leadership of Rosecrans Jackson, Jackson Rosecrans Centers right here in Siouxland. We'll be back with our guests after a short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. And now celebrating 20 years in commercial property, the largest and highest producing real estate in Siouxland. Speak with Chris Bogenry, President, Bo Bronger, Nathan Connolly, Lawrence Jensen, and Madison Craighead. NAI has your answers for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you. Celebrating 20 years. Learn more at NAIUnited.com.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative serving as your host. Our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, back in the studio at KSCJ. Our guest this morning, representing Jackson Rosecrans, Rosecrans Jackson Centers in our Siouxland area, Emily Lipinski, who serves as the president of the Rosecrans Foundation. She calls home suburban Chicago, Poplar Grove, the Rockford area of Illinois. Emily is joined by their director of residential services, Bri Steffi, and Emily, a resident, a longtime resident of Illinois, grew up in Harvard in a 4-H and farming family. Emily grew up right here in Sioux City. Together, it's Wonder Twin Powers Activate as they focus on Thursday, April 16th. Thursday, April 16th is their big fundraising event. It will be held at the Marriott Event Center. And Emily, you've got a great program. You're coming off Ryan Leaf a year ago. Another strong program in 2026. Tell us about it.
Yes, we are excited to welcome Chris Carter to the area. So this year's event is on Thursday, April 16th, as you had said, and Chris Carter is going to come and talk about his story of resilience and recovery. He'll also talk about his fame as an ex-NFL football player playing for Minnesota Vikings, shared that part of his life. But then he also, you know, is very passionate about talking about his story of recovery and being able to share his story. He feels that's one way of telling other people it's okay to go get help. It's okay to say, I'm not okay, and it's to go get help. It's supported, and he wants to be able to share his message with hopes that other people will maybe find an organization to get help just like he did.
So like many of the listeners this morning, they may also be surprised to know that Chris Carter battled addiction. I was unaware. I was familiar with Ryan Leaf. Many people will remember Ryan Leaf, the number two overall draft choice, the same year of Peyton Manning. And Ryan found himself battling addiction and came and gave a remarkable presentation a year ago. We look to Chris Carter to do much of the same.
Yes, Chris Carter will share, you know, I don't want to give too much away, but Chris Carter battled addiction, and he talks about his time with the Minnesota Vikings. And the Minnesota Vikings are the ones who helped supported him to get into treatment. And, you know, he's very grateful for them to this day.
You know, Bri, as we talk about people entering recovery and residential services, someone like Chris Carter, I think, brings so much notoriety and fame that he helps spread the message. How important is getting that message out to everyone to your efforts?
Absolutely. I think that it's really important for the community to understand, or anyone that is suffering from a substance use disorder, mental health issue, that it doesn't matter who you are. There is, we have a Hall of Fame or football player that is saying it's okay to get help. Just reach out, and your life can turn around.
It's somewhat interesting to look at substance abuse and mental health and to quickly recognize that these disorders have no bounds. Gender, race, age, ethnicity, profession. Here we have a superstar professional athlete battling some of the same things that we battle every single day.
Absolutely. Addiction and mental health, they do not discriminate.
Emily, as the fundraiser for the organization, tell us exactly how these funds that are raised through this event, again on Thursday, April 16th, are utilized within the Rosecrans organization.
So for this event, the funds that we are raising are to support charity care. Rosecrans believes that we want to make sure everybody who turns to us for help is able to access our life-changing programs and services, regardless of their ability to pay. So these funds helps us remove that barrier and the financial barrier to care.
So recognizing how important it is to support this event, if people wish to sponsor, corporate organizations, philanthropists, individuals and the like, how can they go about helping sponsor, spread the word, or even buy a table and donate it so others can have access to this important evening?
Great question. So for this event to support, we do have sponsorship levels. And with those levels, you get a table. And we do have what's considered a table sponsor that people can purchase and donate that back. Tickets are on sale for $125. And we do also accept just general donations to the event to support. The best way to find information on the Rosecrans Jackson Center Life's Waiting event on Thursday, April 16th, is by going to the rosecrans.org website. That's rosecrance.org. And at the very top, you click on the Rosecrans Foundation, and it will take you right to the site to get more involved.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ Radio, a Powell Broadcasting radio station. Our guest today, representing the Rosecrans organization, Emily Lipinski, who serves as the president of their philanthropic foundation. She's joined by Bri Steffi, who is the director of residential services at Rosecrans Jackson Centers. And Emily, I want to stay with you for a minute. How successful was last year's event? What made it so successful? And how are you building upon that with Chris Carter in 2026?
So last year, we had roughly 300 people in the room. I would say the success is because of this community. You guys are supporting people in recovery. You're helping us remove those financial barriers so more people can access the life-changing programs and services for behavioral health at Rosecrans Jackson Centers. Also, Ryan Leaf was quite an attraction, but I do believe there's quite a few fans in the Minnesota Vikings that probably live in this area that want to come out and hear Chris Carter's amazing story. I've got the honor of hearing him once before, and I'm excited to hear it again because you can continue to hear his message, and that's always there is programs and services, and there's someone out there that wants to help you. Just reach out and get the help.
Once again, this event is Thursday, April 16th at the Marriott Event Center. Keynote will be delivered by Chris Carter, NFL great with the Minnesota Vikings. And going back to Bri, just talking a little bit about parents or friends and family who may be listening, what advice would you share with them to make sure that they communicated properly with someone who may be in need of the essential services that your organization provides?
Great question, Chris. Anytime that you have any concern for a loved one, just reach out. And it doesn't have to be the person that is actually suffering from the illness. It can be any family friend that reaches out and says, hey, I have a loved one that needs help. What do I need to do? And we just direct them in the right direction. I have many friends and family, because they know where I work, will call me and be like, Bri, I have this happening. What do I do? And I just direct them on what they need to do, how to get that person help. And like Emily said, the goal is to serve anybody that needs help.
Well, I want to applaud the organization for the emphasis and the focus on making sure that everyone has access to your important curriculum and programming, mental health and addiction services. This event is designed to make sure that people without the socioeconomic background to be able to pay is not denied access. I know there are a ton of local sponsors, Emily, who are critical to this. What's your message to all of them today in gratitude for their efforts?
We could not do this alone. We appreciate your support. We appreciate you raising your hand to say, I am going to support a cause that means a lot to this community, and that's to be able to help people facing a behavioral health disease and helping them get the access to that treatment they deserve. So thank you so much for being a part of our journey and helping us serve more people in this community.
Sponsorships for this event are progressing well, but there's certainly room for many, many more.
There is room. We moved to the Marriott Event Center because we can hold more people. We're currently about 250 tickets sold, but definitely can hold up to 400 people. So love to have you guys join us.
Well, and we'd love to have people from throughout the Siouxland Tri-State region join as well. And importantly, if you have a family member, a coworker, a loved one who may be in need of these services, please do not hesitate to reach out to the professionals at Rosecrans Jackson Centers. It's a critical decision and one that we're certainly here to support. Bri, I want to give you the final word. If you're out there and you have a loved one, you have a colleague, you have a spouse who needs your organization's help, what's the easiest way to go about reaching out?
The easiest way, you can go again to our website, rosecrans.org, or call 888. What's that say?
Where are you at?
928-5278.
So again, if you need immediate help, you can reach out to the Rosecrans organization at 888-928-5278. Or quick Google search, visit them on the web, Rosecrans Jackson Centers. And Emily, the last word, your hope is that everybody shows up.
My hope is that I will see you on Thursday, April 16th, and you will be as inspired as I am by Chris Carter's message of recovery, resilience, and his story of his NFL career.
We look forward to having you back in our community at that time. Bri, thank you for all of your hard work. My name is Chris McGowan. I serve as your host. We'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland 1 week from today. Make it a great weekend.